at rest, and the body in motion tends to remain in motion. Do you want to start your day at rest or in motion? Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Champion Reads, brought to you by Champion Circle, where we discuss the top business and personal development books in the circulation now. Trying to focus on not reviewing the books or saying whether we like them or not, but what can we learn from them? What are the principles we can take to increase our productivity, to enrich our lives, our work, our business, and the world in general? So welcome as we discuss today's book, which is The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. We all love getting up early in the morning, but actually we can love it. And that's what this book really focuses on, is how can we change our morning to change the rest of the day and the rest of our lives. So to get into it, the beginning of the book, and kind of jumping right in, really talks about why do we want to be better in life? Why do we want to improve? Why aren't we happy just right where we are? And as we're starting out a new year with this book now, and currently it's January 4th, so we're still in the New Year resolution frame of mind, I think we always want to change. We always want to get better. As we start a new year, we start a new morning. So I kind of want to open up just a discussion with this. And I apologize. I should introduce everyone first. I'm just excited about this book. I'm hosting today. My name is Ian Sturmer, author, entrepreneur, and coach. And we are joined by the marvelous and spectacular Mr. John Kovacs Jr., who is the founder of Champion Circle. Author, speaker, world-renowned coach and mastermind facilitator and expert. So we're very excited to have John with us today.
Thank you, Ian. I'm really excited because when you guys sent me the list of books we were going to be doing this year, I couldn't wait. And I couldn't wait to be a part of these conversations. And I love what you said. Like, this is an opportunity for us to discuss different concepts. And here we get to just learn out loud, I say. But this book in particular is a great way to, one, start your year, especially if you're a New Year's resolutionist or if you set goals in any capacity at the beginning of the year. I love this book. And I've come very accustomed to it. Even so, I joined something called, it's called the Miracle Morning Messengers group, which is a group that sends this book to people who don't know about it and gets it out there. It's an important aspect to a lot of things. But if you don't mind, I'll kick it off by saying there's one reason why I love this book. There's one reason why I love this book, and it aligns with my ideology that you should focus on something called rituals versus routines. And as an ex-athlete and somebody who is very, very careful about what they put into their life, how they set their goals, how they accomplish their goals, and what they went into each day in achieving those goals, my rituals became part of my success. My routines, however, were something that was part of the plan, but they weren't excessively necessary in order to achieve the success I wanted. And most people don't understand the difference. A ritual is something that you can do where you can check the box and it is fulfilled. Therefore, you've done it. You've achieved it. It's good to go. Routines, however, are more measured by time-bound measurements. And in that quantitative aspect, routines are easier to break because your alarm clock didn't go off to go to the 5 o'clock gym time or 6 o'clock gym time, right? Or sometimes the day just gets away from you and you miss that window of opportunity to achieve that small goal that you have. Routines can be thoroughly out of alignment when they're time bound. And yes, you can have non-time bound routines, but for the most part, they have to do with a schedule. And a good example of this is an athlete. You know, each day you have a plan, and that plan is to go to the gym, and then followed by that gym time, you have practice and you have workouts and routines and things that you need to do to maintain a particular level of competition so that you can compete. But all of that is based off of a calendar. But when it comes down to rituals are more about checking the box. And why is it as simple as that? Well, I don't have to meditate for an hour and a half to feel good about my day. In fact, I can get whatever I need out of my meditation and move forward. And sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's shorter. Sometimes it's just three really giant deep breaths and I'm moving on. But to wrap this up, I love this book. I love what Hal has written. And he just recently came out with a new and updated version of the book. I'll show it here again on the screen. But The Miracle Morning is really, really an opportunity for you to take control of your life. And you can do so by accepting the idea that rituals will help you achieve greater success, such as waking up a little bit earlier. The Miracle Morning isn't about waking up at 5 a.m. That book is called The 5 a.m. Club, and I would recommend reading it at a different time and date because it is not where you're at in the process. The Miracle Morning is all about setting your day off right, and you don't have to do all of your rituals, okay? You don't have to do all of them. You just need to start with one, and then the rest of the day will take care of itself. But I love this concept, and it aligns with what I've been teaching and preaching for years. And I know Hal Elrod has been teaching that as well. So just wanted to kick it off with that. Sorry, I went a little over on that description.
Oh, no worries. I want to carry on with your ritual idea because to me, ritual is a little bit different than that. To me, a routine is just what you normally do, and it's almost a habit that you're in without thinking. And this is, you know, semantics according to Ian. A ritual is something that has a meaning to it. So if we, you know, look at birthdays. So you blow out the candles and make a wish. That's kind of a birthday tradition. It's a ritual to do that. But you don't just light a candle and blow it out. You light a candle or you put the candle on a cake and you light it and you sing happy birthday. Then you blow it out and make a wish. And you build up to the whole idea behind it. You don't just hand someone a present, you wrap the present so they can then shake it and listen to it and unwrap it. And it brings a deeper meaning to everything going on with that ritual. And as I was reading this book, he mentions over and over again that once he started doing this Miracle Morning, and don't worry, later on we'll tell you what the Miracle Morning really is. But once he started doing it, he found himself jumping out of bed, excited to do these things. Now, for me, getting out of bed is the alarm goes off and I usually hit snooze once and maybe pick up my phone and check for messages. And then I get up and it's just something I do. I just go through the motions as I feel like doing it. There's no meaning behind what I'm doing. But Christmas morning, when you're 6 years old, you get up with a meaning behind what you're doing, with an excitement, with a goal set in mind. And that's what I see in this book is don't just muddle through life, but you set this morning, this miracle morning, this ritual that you're going to do, and it then makes it something, not just a check the box or do what you feel like or because you have to get up. There's a deeper meaning behind it in your mind. And whatever that meaning is, really is almost irrelevant. as long as there's a meaning behind what you're doing. And I think that's a lot of what this talks about to begin with. We want to be better in our life because we want to have more meaning. And we can have more meaning in what we're doing. So I'm getting a lot of ums here, which means I should probably turn it back over to you before I say too much more. But what do you think about the idea of meaning in life and how does this apply to it? Or well, whatever else you wanted to say.
Well, if you definitely think about the word ritual, right? It's not just something you wander into. It's something that is intentional. It's something that you focus on. And again, routines can be just as special, but concept is that routines are somewhere based on a timeline, and rituals can be scheduled as well, but rituals have that deeper meaning. For example, and we'll get into the things he calls savers, but when it comes to silence, okay, meditation, people have to like put themselves into a physical place, a space where they can really get focused on that. And something that you brought up too, Ian, is the importance of making it something that's important, right? It's a powerful, powerful tool, and giving it some focus can really, really allow you to focus more on it. But I think that when you approach a ritual from the aspect of meaning, it really, really gives it more life, and then your day becomes awesome. For example, I can't go on with my day until I had some breathing exercises, before I've bowed my head to pray, before I say some positive affirmations. I also can't go on without my day until I've, done my regular stuff, like using the restroom or drinking a glass of water or doing 20 push-ups. Like, those are things that are important to me, not necessarily mandatory in the miracle morning, but they're important. And so I have a great, successful morning and day because it carries on throughout the day if I do things that have meaning of importance to me. If you think about it, like, there was a book called Make Your Bed, and it was written by
William McRaven.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For lack of better understanding of which department of our armed services he was in, he wrote this book to teach us a lesson. And this lesson was, as long as you can do one thing every day, you'll have a sense of accomplishment, and that sense of accomplishment rolls over into confidence, and that confidence rolls over into better achievement and better relationships and better earnings and better all of the above. And so I think that the meaning in rituals is by far superior to the outcomes and results that you can get by having unintentional rituals and only routines.
Our good friend William Blake has a concept that he's talked about some, and I hope I get this said correctly. I think it's the 3-minute goal, but it might be a 2-minute goal. And the idea is, in the morning, do something that takes you 2 or 3 minutes, some accomplishment, some goal that you want to have. And then you're starting off the day doing something good. And that kind of fits in with my opening quote from Newton's first law of motion. And I often jokingly use that a body at rest tends to remain at rest, which is why I want to stay in bed. But the second half of that law is a body in motion tends to remain in motion unless it's acted upon by an outside force. And that, to me, really sums up this miracle morning idea that if we're just at rest, if we're not doing anything, if we just get up and go through the motions, that's all we're doing is getting up and going through the motions. But when we get up with intention, when we have these accomplishments that we get first thing in the day, and whatever those are, whether it's making your bed, whether it's accomplishing a 2-minute goal, whether it's the savers that we'll go through later on, just to foreshadow for people excited about it. If we start doing something, we start out the day productive. And I saw that in my life. For the last couple of years, Fridays were kind of a slow day for me. And I really didn't do much of anything. And it was just kind of always the way it was. Then I joined a networking group that met at 7:30 in the morning on Friday. And I found that my Fridays became very productive, not just that group or people I talked to afterwards. The whole day was busy because I started out doing something busy. And if I'm just sitting and not working, I turn to mush. If I start working, I can continue working. So I found for me, if I'm not busy, I don't accomplish anything. It's not like I've got lots of free time so I can do more. I don't do anything. When I'm forcing myself to be busy, I accomplish more. And by starting the day with that mindset of accomplishing things, really carries through the rest of the day. It gives you more energy, more motivation, more satisfaction of what you're doing. So, yeah.
And to our listeners, like, we really encourage you to go and pick up a copy, whether you're going to listen to this on Audible or you're going to read the physical book. I love what Ian said, and it really does add some power into your day. And some people might actually be turned off by one word of this book, and that is morning. You know, and the thing is, guys, is whether you wake up at the crack of 10 or you're an early bird, it doesn't matter. Your morning is that time in which you wake up and you proceed with the rest of your day. That is technically your morning. And so don't get hung up on the fact that this is a book about rising earlier or doing things different, because that's what normal people will feel like when they set a New Year's resolution or a different goal, because we all know that the earlier you do get up, the more time you will have, the more energy you will have, and so forth. And people will argue, well, I'm not a morning person, I can get it all done at night. And that's great for you. And I think that if you establish that your morning is in the evening, good for you. Like, that's just something. We're going off of the general basis that morning is morning, you know, the time when the sun rises. So, but for the aspect of discussing in this book, for sure, we want to just let people know that these are our thoughts, our opinions, and we're going off the general exception that this is about rise and shine. And I love that. And I love what you said, Ian, too, because it really is a difference maker. And I'm glad that you brought that example that Willie shared in as well, because people need more examples and they need to understand that this is something that is applicable in many, many ways.
Yeah, thank you. I want to kind of jump back in the book a little bit as we're talking here. And one of the first concepts he starts out with is that you deserve success. And we all do. It's easy to think, and I know I'm saying something different about routines than what you were saying. I'm still stuck in my mind that routine is just slogging through the day as opposed to setting things. But we deserve more than just slogging through the day. And this idea kind of hit me as I was listening to it. And I got thinking about, I'm going to use my wife as an example. She complains about work a lot and, you know, people dragging her down and these things. And she was saying, one of her goals this year is to talk to coworkers less, meaning the gossip, the complaining and all of that. And I got thinking, I don't deal with that. I don't have people around me that do that. I thought, well, okay, I'm in the entrepreneur side of things. When I go to talk to other people around me, they're entrepreneurs. Everyone is excited about their work. They want to do better. They want to increase. They're looking for ways. They're not dragged down, but they're excited about the future. And I'm probably not the norm for society in general. And maybe more of our listeners are on the entrepreneurial side. But when I look at this idea of you deserve success, you're capable of it. And I guess I have to stop and think, I'm always looking to get better. I'm looking for ways to improve. And for me, it's easy to say, oh, I want to try this. I want to try this. Where if I had a normal 9-to-5 job where I get up, I go to work, I punch my time card, I stand at the assembly line, putting part B into part D and screwing in part F and then going on to the next one. It's very different to look at the idea of success and change. And I guess I'm trying to get to my idea here that if we're trying to change, if we do we deserve change? Can everyone change? Is this going to make a difference in everyone's life? Do you have to be, you know, entrepreneurial and an entire meritocracy type of a job? Or does the accountant, does this affect them? Does this affect, you know, the bus driver, the computer programmer? Are these universal ideas that a change in the morning is going to affect everybody? Or is it really geared towards people like us who our entire life is built around incremental changes to get better and better? I guess I turned that into a question at the end, as I kind of pontificated a little bit more than I meant to there, but how does this change affect everybody? And for our readers to think, or listeners, does this affect your life, or is this some other pie in the sky idea that sounds nice? And I'm going to put John on the spot because this has been a favorite book of John for a long time. And I'd like to kind of ask you specifically, I know you've implemented a lot of these things into your life. Can you just share? I just read this now and I'm trying to implement some in my life, and I'll confess today was not a good first day for it, but tomorrow will be. But what have you seen specifically as you have done this, John?
Well, I'll say that this book does organize thoughts into action that isn't new, isn't revolutionary. It isn't something that is so out of the box that you got to try this method, otherwise you're losing in life. Because what this book does is it takes the principles of success and organizes it into a way for you to really palate the idea that this is achievable. It's not some grand thing that you have to do, work on, and achieve. In fact, it talks about, you know, the development of personal habits. But if you've ever read a book on habits, you know that habits take time to develop. But a saver is in your miracle morning is something you can accept, you can achieve, and you can even begin doing immediately. And yeah, you'll develop the habit and ability to do it longer over time, the more you repeat, rinse and repeat, but it is something that gives you the ability to choose every single day what you're going to do. And somebody who studies the principles of success every single day of his life, I recognize that these are just organized opportunities for me to conduct what I need to do in order to achieve my goals. So in application and in answering your question, you know, I've seen some pretty cool results, but I had to realize first, I wasn't doing someone else's plan. I was doing what I needed in order to achieve my success. And then the outcomes followed. And with that as the result, you know, I've had incredible opportunities to really focus on, you know, my personal achievements. I love to fill my day with happiness before anything else. And you and I were talking before we went live this morning, like it was a rough morning, right? But I have had since starting the Miracle Morning, I no longer wake up and the first thing that comes in my brain or my head or my mouth is like it's morning. You know, I'm actually excited to live each day. And that's the difference between, I'd say, the majority of not only Americans, but people in the world. When they wake up, they realize that there's 100 different things they need to do that day. And immediately they're filled with that stress. However, I have woken up every single day and I smile before I ever leave the bed. And that smile leads to better attitude and better outcomes and so forth. So even if there are stresses, a smile changed everything. And that's not part of the Savers. That's not part of the Miracle Morning. But creating that sense of purpose has really given me something to live for, something to work towards. And every day is a new day. And whether it's cloudy, rainy, sunny, windy, snowy, it doesn't matter, because I chose to begin my day with a smile. And the smile has come more naturally lately than before. I used to have to force it. I used to be like, I'm happy, right? And I just put on a fake smile for myself. But that doesn't happen nearly as often, because I am excited. I have purpose. I have things that fulfill me. And that's something that you can get from not only reading this book, but from realizing that you do have the ability to change your life through a simple organization of applications. And that's my example.
I love that. And something about this book that initially frustrated me that you touched on here that I kind of like now is when I started listening to it and I did the Audible version, I'm like, well, come on, what's the formula? Tell me what to do here. And he kept saying, well, it can be in the morning. It can be in the evening if that's for you. It can be different. You know, it's so flexible, and it's not so much a what you specifically have to do as a find the things that work for you. And, you know, I wanted something specific. You know, if you and I both invest $1,000 in stock ABC, 1 week later, you and I will have exactly the same results financially. And I was looking for that. A miracle morning, wake up, do A, do B, do C, and then your life is going to be perfect, you know, oversimplification. But there's so much flexibility and personalization built into it. And I think a key point that I notice in there really is an awareness. And you wake up in the morning with an awareness of what you want to do, with a plan of that first step in the morning. And there's an example I love with that. You mentioned breathing. And a really cool thing about breathing is now that I've said that word, you are consciously breathing. Where 2 minutes ago, you were breathing and didn't even think about it, didn't even know you were breathing. But as soon as someone says breathing, you can't naturally breathe. You're thinking about the whole process. And I kind of liken that to get up in the morning. Too often I get up in the morning without any thought, without any reason. You know, I've got appointments set and to-do lists and those things in my mind, but I don't have a conscious purpose to what I'm doing as I get up, kind of like that breathing. But if I stop and say, breathing, now am I breathing too shallow, too deep? Do I need to pause? I start thinking about it in a more positive way. I think that miracle morning does that. It gets you up in an aware state of who you are and what you want, and what you are capable of. And back to what I said a minute ago, you deserve success. It's something all of us deserve to have, but success requires a change. If we want to get more successful, we need to change. If we don't change, you know, a body in motion tends to remain in motion is both good and bad. It's good if it's going the direction you want it to go. It's bad if it's not. So if I start that morning moving in the direction I want to, being aware of what I'm doing, having a purpose to my beginning, then it moves me that direction. So that's kind of my closing statement as we're hitting our 30-minute mark here. But I'd love to hear your kind of final thoughts on this segment, and tell me how I'm wrong about everything, and then I'll come back at you.
You know, you're so wrong. You're so wrong that you're right about everything. No, I love it. Now, Ian, I love this, and I look forward to more conversations. And we will get into, you know, what the Miracle Morning is. There's a concept called Savers. That's an acronym for your daily rituals that you can do. And again, I also in future episodes would love to get into the various resources that Hal Elrod provides, not just the book, but there are communities, there's an app, there's a website, there's all kinds of things you can use to make your miracle morning more of a miracle and something that really changes your life. And maybe I'll finish my sharing tonight with why it's called the miracle morning, and how Elrod talked about his life as an up and coming speaker and how his entire life was turned upside down. And it wasn't the physical recovery from a huge car accident injury and a ton of heartbreak, but it was the financial burdens that he was undergoing. And I feel like that relates to a lot of people, because while it would be so easy and dandy to just be happy all the time, there are things weighing down on us, and the universe and gravity are not the only things weighing down on us. It's life, it's expectations, it's finances, it's all kinds of things that we stress out about that bring anxiety into our life. And the truth of the matter is that you can completely turn those things around. And also, even when they feel impossible, they can become in just a choice of a moment, and how you decide to work throughout your day and how you choose to wake up through your miracle morning, it really can become your miracle moment. And so as a messenger for this book and for Hal and for the idea behind it, I'm really, really just proud that we have the opportunity to choose. In fact, the book that I'm writing, Ian, which we'll talk about at another day and time, is more about the choice. It's that you have the ability to make that decision, and in that becomes your moment, the time that you always remember. This is when I decided to do this. And that is something that cannot be taken away from you, because it's a choice and you choose to remember it. And so your miracle is just a couple steps away. And if it was closer than you could actually see it, I think you would run for it, sprint for it. You would drop everything in the head for it, because it is as easy as it seems. And it is as simple as you want it to be. So there's my final thoughts for you today.
I love that. I shouldn't say another one now. We said final, but you know, you either choose or it's chosen for you. You either act or you're being acted upon. It's one of those two things. So with that, I want to thank our listeners for listening today as we have talked about The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. This is a Champion Reads podcast brought to us by Champion Circle. Champion Circle is a networking group. A little bit different kind. You know, it's based on increasing performance relationships using the mastermind methodology from Napoleon Hill's seminal book, Think and Grow Rich, really is the foundation and core of what Champion Circle is about, with in-person and online activities and meetings, in-person throughout Utah and Colorado, online throughout Earth and anywhere else that's internet satellites can reach to. We would love to hear your comments and ideas. You can find out more about Champion Circle by visiting mychampioncircle.com. And if you'd like to reach out to us, the easiest way is through email at info@mychampioncircle.com. We would love comments, questions, good reviews, bad reviews. Please email us. Good reviews you can put anywhere you would like to. If you have comments, would like to participate or talk to us about any of these concepts, again, info@mychampioncircle.com. With that, thank you. Have a wonderful day, wonderful year, and make tomorrow a miracle morning if you haven't made one today already. Thank you and have a good day.